9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roar that stock car, boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar that stock car, boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning dirt to walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah, hey, hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
The series concludes today in Frisco. Hi again, everybody. Hi atop Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, and alongside the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. This is Josh Warden welcoming you to Game 6 of a six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. Frisco cannot lose this series. They won yesterday 6-2 to at least ensure a series split, and that's even if they lose today. And the Rough Riders could win and win back-to-back-to-back series here as we are on the edge of the home stretch of the 2023 season. Well, on the mound today for the Rough Riders in the series finale is Seth Nordlund, and his return from AAA. The former 13th round pick back in 2017 makes his fifth start with Frisco this season. He also had 20 appearances overall with Wichita at the AA level before getting released by the Twins organization and now back with the Rangers org as he was last year. So with the Rough Riders against Seth Nordlund on the hill, Jack Cushing gets the ball for the Midland Rockhounds 22nd round pick out of Georgetown back in 2019. He has a 5.29 ERA. He's 5-4 on the year and getting his 17th start of the season. The Rough Riders are 18-14 in the second half, four games over 500, which they have never done better than that in either half, so a win today would push them into their season best record in that regard. Also would be their 50th win of the season in game number 101. Midland is 15-17 in the second half standings and behind Frisco in the Southern Division. We'll come back with part two of a conversation with Ryan Garcia, former UCLA second round pick, talking about his arsenal and some other things going on this season for the right-handed starting pitcher. First pitch at 6:05 today on Throwback Sunday. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon? Love that. Grilled onions? Mmm. Melty cheese? I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back in the pregame show, final game in the series against the Rockhounds. Ryan Garcia is our pregame guest, one of the starting pitchers with the Frisco Rough Riders. So we continue this conversation with the right-hander out of UCLA by way of Arcadia, California. I saw you playing long toss with John Goble yesterday, and it seems like you two have a good relationship. What's something that you learned from John Goble and your relationship with the pitching coach here in Frisco?
Yeah, I think it's hard to narrow it down, but it's almost like you can go to him with anything. There's a lot of trust there, both parties. And I think it's just how do I say this? You're comfortable going to him with anything in regards to whether it's outside of baseball, within baseball, but there's that trust that you just have with each other, and you know you can count on him day to day to, you know, get you better and stuff.
Your next start will be in Corpus Christi. What's something that you've been working on recently, whether a particular pitch or certain way you're attacking hitters, anything in particular where you feel more comfortable now or something you're working on in particular?
I'd say particularly working on mechanics. I think I get too caught up in trying to perform, and so I try and locate a pitch to the exact spot, and then mechanics go out the window. So we've been trying to make it simple, just going back to mechanics. As long as mechanically I'm good, you can check those boxes, the pitch should be good. So,
talking with Ryan Garcia, a couple last things here in the pregame show. I had an interesting conversation with Grant Wolfram recently, one of the relief pitchers, and one of the stats he looks most for in his own pitches is landing his curveball and multiple pitches in the zone a lot. And I was almost surprised how much he wanted to throw his breaking balls for strikes rather than
just below the zone getting swing and miss. For you, what sort of numbers are the ones you're looking for? How often are you trying to throw particular pitches for strikes, and how often are you not trying to throw them for strikes? What are the thresholds you're kind of looking at?
I think our strikes percentage total for all the pitches is around 63% to 70%. So that's our goal. Lately, I've been trying to throw my off speeds more. I'm trying to bring up the slider and curveball to about 15 to 20% usage each, and then the fastball be around 40, and then change up 10%. So that's the percentages there. But last game, I know I threw a lot of sliders for strikes. I think it was 30 sliders and then 30 fastballs, and the majority of my sliders were strikes. So there was a lot of off speed there.
Good. We'll keep on working on it. We see you putting in the work and improving, so hope it goes well. Good luck the rest of this season, Ryan. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There's Ryan Garcia on the pregame show. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the series wraps up today here from Frisco. The Rough Riders looking to clinch the series over the Midland Rockhounds. Here are the starting lineups for both these teams, beginning with the visiting Midland Rockhounds, with their manager Bobby Crosby filling out a lineup card as follows. Leading off and playing shortstop tonight, Max Muncy, with a team leading 7 hits this series. Drew Swift bats second and plays second, a team low 0 hits this series at 19 at-bats. Shane McGuire bats third, he's the catcher. Lazaro Armenteros DHs tonight and bats cleanup. William Simonite hits fifth and mans first base. Brian Buelvas patrols center field and hits sixth. Jack Winkler plays the hot corner and bats seventh. Cameron Masterman plays right field and batting eighth. And then hitting in the nine hole, Saheed Valenzuela is the left fielder. For Carlos Cardoza and acting manager Tripp Keister, the Frisco Rough Riders have Jax Biggers lead off. He plays second base today for Frisco, hitting .368 this series. K-Bear Rodriguez bats second. He starts at shortstop tonight with 3 hits yesterday. Evan Carter plays center field tonight. The number one Rangers prospect hits third. Trevor Hover hits cleanup today, the designated hitter. Liam Hicks bats fifth and plays first base. Aaron Zavala hitting 6 for the Rough Riders tonight and left field. And Josh Hatcher playing right field and hitting 7th. Scott Capers dons the mask. He hits 8th and catches Chris Sees. Bats 9th and plays 3rd base. So again, that's Biggers, Rodriguez, Carter, Hover, Hicks, Zavala, Hatcher, Capers, and Sees. The Rough Riders victorious yesterday. 6 runs on a whopping 12 hits and 1 error. And the Midland Rockhounds with 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 error. The Rough Riders amassing 3 home runs on the day, all to right field, as the fans out in the Lazy River had their share of baseballs hit their direction. Evan Carter did it in the first inning. Liam Hicks on the first pitch of the fourth inning. And David Garcia, one inning later, also went yard to right field. It was Garcia's first home run of the year for a guy who had started on the opening day roster for the Rough Riders, and it took him until early August to get a home run after he missed most of this season so far with a hand injury. But comes back, he's healthy, and hits a dinger yesterday for some insurance runs. And the Rough Riders win it 6-2. So Frisco now leads the series 3-2 over the Midland Rockhounds and could win their third series in a row over their opponents, dating back to a San Antonio series at home 2 weeks ago, and then going 4-2 as well against Wichita last week, and they can do it once again here on a Sunday. In order to win those series, they've had to win those Sundays last 2 weeks, and they've done so, winning on the series finale last 2 weeks in a row, trying to make it 3 in a row and 3 series in a row for the Rough Riders. The winning pitcher yesterday was Florencio Serrano in 3 innings of shutout baseball in his Rough Riders debut. And again, it'll be Seth Nordlund starting today for Frisco and his first start back since returning from the Round Rock Express. So the Rough Riders 18-14 on the second half standings, 2 games back of Amarillo, and are 49-51 on the season overall. Midland 15-17, and they're 47-54 in their overall standings this season. We'll step aside and come back with first pitch. Zach Bigley has the call when we return for the series finale here on a Sunday from Riders Field. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
On Saturday.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Jax Biggers has done it again. Multiple dingers on the day, and the Rough Riders lead it 7-2.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Off the scoreboard and gone. Chris C slams one out.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strawman, he's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
100 games down, 37 left to go for the Frisco Rough Riders, and it all starts with this series finale between the Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. The Rough Riders and the Rockhounds meet for the final time here at Riders Field this season, and the Rough Riders, with a win today, can take the series over Midland. Frisco coming in at 18-14 in the second half, 49-51 overall. They trail by two games behind the Amarillo Sod Poodles, who came back from a 7-1 deficit in the eighth inning yesterday to win it in walk-off fashion over Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders will face the Hooks next week. Midland on the other side, they're 15-17 this year, 47-54 overall, and they trail the Amarillo Sod Poodles by five games. Seth Nordlund takes the ball for the Rough Riders today. He's up on the hill. Max Muncy in from the right side. We're set for baseball in Frisco. The windback in the first pitch is off the outside corner. A swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 on Max Muncy. We're underway at 6:07 in the p.m. 103 degrees, our first pitch temperature. The 0-1 is bunted foul down the third baseline, and it's 0-2. Seth Nordlund coming down from AAA Round Rock, where he made each of his last five appearances in a starting role for the Express. His most recent appearance coming on Tuesday, in which he threw five shutout innings against Oklahoma City. The 0-2. Check swing on a high inside fastball. He went around, strike three. And Seth Nordlund strikes out Max Muncy on three pitches to start the ballgame. That brings Drew Swift to the plate, who's looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-19 in the set. No score, just underway. Top of the first inning. And Nordlund winds back and deals home. Fastball dots the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Nordlund, originally drafted by the Rangers organization, was Rule 5 drafted away from it by the Twins organization this last December, the 0-1. Low and outside, it's 1-1. And then released by the Twins, and now back with the Rangers organization. He rocks in the 1-1, fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. So the Rough Rider is very happy to see Seth Nordlund back here. He said he's happy to be back in Frisco, even though it was a very good time up in AAA for him. He has his sign from his catcher, Scott Capers, winds back in the 1-2. It's low off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Nordlund stands at 6'4", 213 pounds, 25 years old, out of Mesa, Arizona. He rocks back into his wind in the 2-2. Strike three called. Got him at the bottom of the zone with a fastball, and he struck out the first two he's seen in the first inning. Now Seth Nordlund, a three-pitch strikeout and a five-pitch strikeout, and that brings Shane McGuire to the plate. McGuire, left-handed batter. Nordlund rocks back. He deals home. Fastball inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Nordlund goes with a two-seam fastball, a four-seam fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Full side shift in the Riders' infield. The pitch settles just high and outside. It's 1-1. Trevor Matthews has balls and strikes behind the plate today. Sean Sparling, our third base umpire. Alex Nash at first. The 1-1. Changeup dips low and off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Defense behind Nordlund is Aaron Zavala in left field, Evan Carter in center, and Josh Hatcher in right. 2-1 is drilled in the air right to Hatcher, out to right field. He battles the sun but makes the catch, and the side comes to a close here in the first. 1-2-3 inning for Seth Nordlund. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom first coming up. It's the Rough Riders coming to the plate in a scoreless game when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And at the bottom of the first inning, the Rough Riders with a very nice start from Seth Nordlund, going 1-2-3 with two strikeouts in the top of the first inning. And at the bottom of the first, Jax Biggers leads it off for Frisco. Biggers to be followed by K-Bear Rodriguez and Evan Carter. Frisco with a two-run home run from Evan Carter in the first inning yesterday. See what they have against Jack Cushing today, who deals home the first pitch. A swing and a soft roller up the first baseline. Two hops to Simonide, who backhands and takes to the pillow himself. And on the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning, Jax Biggers is retired. On a three unassisted ground out, and K-Bear Rodriguez makes his way in. No score, bottom of the first inning. Rodriguez has had a great series, 6-for-13. He's 7-for-17 so far in five games with the Rough Riders. First pitch. Cushing fits it over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. That's a .412 batting average so far for K-Bear Rodriguez, playing at shortstop defensively today. Right-handed batter against the right-handed arm, who deals in the 0-1. Inside corner, a strike with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-2. Jack Cushing making his sixth career appearance against the Frisco Rough Riders. He's 1-1 with a 5.87 ERA. Pitching in his third season with the Midland Rockhounds. He made an appearance out of the bullpen earlier in this series, allowing a couple runs over two innings. He rocks back into his wind in the 0-2. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's still no balls and two strikes and a scoreless bottom half of the first. Well, the Rough Riders leading in this series, 3-2. A chance to win the series with a victory today. 0-2. Popped up, right side, shallow right field. Swift, the second baseman, into a back pedal. Calls everyone off. Now he's called off at the last moment by Masterman, the right fielder. He makes the catch, and there are two away in the first inning. Evan Carter stands in, homering in the first inning yesterday for the Rough Riders. One of three home runs and a 6-2 win for Frisco yesterday. Three of the Rough Riders' four home runs in this series came in yesterday's ballgame. Jack Cushing has his sign. He winds back, and the right-hander deals in the first pitch. Swinging a foul back into McGuire's glove, the catcher, and it's 0-1. Cushing, the 26-year-old, 6'3", 195 pounds, native of Flower Mound, Texas, just down the road from here. 0-1 offering. Fits on the upper edge, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Went to Georgetown University. Former 22nd round pick by the Athletics in 2019. Pitch in. Down low and inside. It's one ball and two strikes. Cushing had three starts earlier this season with AAA Las Vegas, but they didn't go very well. He allowed 20 runs in 10 and a third innings. So back down here in AA. He fires. Carter swings and misses on a pitch low and outside on the changeup. He strikes out Carter, and the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion.
Both pitchers go 1-2-3 in the first, and we're scoreless to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the second inning in Frisco, Texas, on a beautiful but warm day. 103 degrees of the feels like of 108 here on this Sunday. Lazaro Armentero stands in for the right side to start things off against the right-hander Seth Nordlund, who winds back and fires. It's low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strong first inning for Nordlund. He went 1-2-3, striking out two on a total of just 12 pitches. The 1-0. One finds a home on the outside edge, and it's one ball and one strike. Armenteros has had a tough series hitting the baseball, just 2-for-13. The 1-1. He swings, breaks his bat, lofts it out to shortstop, and Rodriguez comes up, makes the catch shoestring high, and there's one away. It was a soft, floating line drive out to shortstop, and Rodriguez got a good first step. Wasn't sure if he was going to pick it on a short hop or make the catch out of the air, but he reached down, made the grab. One out in the second inning for William Simonite, and Nordlund deals. Upper edge inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1 on the first baseman Simonite, who homered yesterday. Wind back in the 0-1. Breaking ball low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Seth Nordlund earlier this week on Tuesday did throw five shutout innings for AAA Round Rock. The 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Good changeup down low and inside. It's 1-2. Joking with pitching coach John Goebel before yesterday's game when we figured out that Nordlund would be starting, he said, wonder if he has a good start here, he could win Pitcher of the Month in the Texas League and Pitcher of the Month in the PCL. I don't know if that's ever happened. The 1-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. And what Seth jokingly said is, if that happens, I want them to move me down to Hickory so I can win in another league, the pitch. It's flying in the air out to right field, right at Josh Hatcher. Right fielder backs up a couple steps, and he makes the grab. Two away. Brian Buelvas, the batter. No score, top of the second inning. You have to imagine he'd have to go at least five shutout in order to have a chance. Buelvas, right-handed batter. Nordlund winds back in the pitch. High and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. His career high that he's gone is 8. That was back in 2018. The 1-0. Changeup, swing and a foul, back in a caper's glove, and it's one ball and one strike. And he is mowing through the first few batters he's seen. 5 up, 5 down. The 1-1. Outside corner, a strike with a fastball. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes, and he's doing it extremely efficiently as well with some good pace. This next offering will be only his 24th. He had a 12-pitch first inning. If he gets in out here, it'll be a 12-pitch second. He looks in for his sign. He's got it, the pitch. Low and outside, missing with the change, and it's two balls and two strikes. Infield plays back and just slightly to pole for the right-handed batting. Well, Voss, who's 2-for-17 in the series. Nordlund's pitch. Changeup bounced foul left side, still 2-2. Neither team has had a base runner yet in this game to this point. Velvas playing in just his sixth game here at the AA level. They've all come in this series. 2-2 on the way. Ground ball right back up the middle. Second baseman Biggers has it, turns, fires to first, and he got him. A sparkling play for Jax Biggers, and it ends the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base for the second consecutive inning. Seth Nordlund has gone 6-up, 6-down, and we're scoreless to the home half of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom two in Frisco. Happy you're with us on this Sunday. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Neither team has found a run. Neither team has found a hit nor a base runner. 9 up, 9 down in an inning and a half. And here's Trevor Hover in the fourth spot of the Riders' order to lead off the second. Jack Cushing winds back and deals home the initial pitch. Off the outside corner, it misses. 1 ball and no strikes. Hover 6-for-23 in the series. He has driven in 4 runs, scored a couple. The 1-0 pitch. He watches the letters on the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. The Rough Riders wearing their throwback uniforms today, as they do every Sunday home game. Cushing peels back into his wind, the 1-1. It's in the air, out to right field on a line, right at Masterman. He comes in a few steps and makes the chest high catch. One away for Liam Hicks. Now, tonight is touch-a-truck night, so I think that siren is real and not just coming out of one of the fire trucks that's outside Riders Field. Not a lot of cool vehicles all around the concourse and outside of Riders Field. Really fun night here on touch-a-truck night. Liam Hicks stands in. He's swinging a really hot bat right now. Left-handed batter, no score in the second. The pitch. He swings, smashes it into right field, and in for a base hit. Liam Hicks continues to hit the baseball hard. That one at 102 miles an hour exit velocity. And Hicks is now 10 for 18 in the series. He has a home run against Cushing this season. That one stayed in the ballpark, but he singles for the first base runner for either team. Not only is Liam Hicks hitting over 500 in this series, but goes back even further than that in his last 16 games coming into this one, hitting .379. Here's Aaron Zavala, left-handed stick, the pitch. Low and outside, it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Zavala, unfortunately, having a very tough series, just 1-for-16 at the plate. He's hit a couple hard balls, but they've been caught, unfortunately. A line drive double for the only hit in the series, the pitch. He flicks it foul back behind home, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. The good news for Zavala is he's still getting on base at a very good clip. He has the second highest walk rate in the Texas League. And in his last 22 games, even though he's hitting just .171, he has an on-base percentage over .350. The 1-1. He It takes down low and inside. It's two balls and one strike, and so that's always something you can take solace in, even though you want to see that hard contact and produce more base hits. He has 19 walks in those last 22 games. Hicks takes his lead from first. Not much of a stolen base threat. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good changeup diving low and away from the left-handed batter. The right-hander Cushing is ahead, two balls and two strikes. Cushing making his 19th appearance and 17th start at the AA level with Midland. He's 5-4 with a 5.29 ERA. In 85 innings, 82 strikeouts to just 18 walks. He's ready. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down low and inside. Tavala strikes out. There are two away. Second strikeout for Jack Cushing, and here's Josh Hatcher. Rough Riders and Rockhounds. No score. Bottom of the second inning. The problem this year for Jack Cushing has been the long ball. He's allowed 15 homers this year. The pitch. Low off the outside corner, 1-0, and three of them have been to Frisco in three appearances. He allowed a home run to Liam Hicks. He allowed a home run to Kellen Strom, who's not playing in today's game. Stretch in the 1-0. Hatcher swings, hits it off the end of the bat to first. Simonite backhands and takes it to the bag himself, and it's the final out of the second inning. The other one was Luis Angel Acuna, who had homered off of Cushing. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base for the Rough Riders. Top of the third inning next, Joshua Warden on the play-by-play when we come back in a nothing-nothing ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, this is Trevor Harbour with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Seth Nordlund, two perfect innings so far. His first pitch of the third's low and away. And we're underway in the third inning. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. No score from Riders Field. Right-hander into Jack Winkler. It's low and away again. Two balls and no strikes. To Winkler, the third baseman. Nordlund, two strikeouts in the first inning. No strikeouts last inning, but he has retired all three. He's faced both frames. 2-0 pitch. He is a bit low again. Three balls, no strikes, and he's risking the first base runner he has allowed all day. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch is right over the heart of the plate, and strike one from Nordlund. Pulled a little off that one, just fit it in the zone, and got a strike in the board. 3-1 the count for the right-hander. A breaking ball this time also right over the heart of the plate, and it's strike two. A soft wind blowing out to left field under the sun here in Frisco. The payoff pitch. A ground ball left side, two hops into the glove by CeCe. Four hands, throws high, and Winkler's safe. First base run of the day, Chris CeCe commits a throwing error. Air mailing a toss, and Midland gets a man aboard for the first time today to lead off the third inning. hits. He's fielded it cleanly and set his feet, just threw upstairs. Trevor Hover had to leap for it. Almost got the tag down, but Winkler was sprinting underneath his glove. So runner at first, Cameron Masterman the batter. The first pitch to him, swung on and whiffed. And it's 0-1 on a breaking ball. Nordlund with a really good start. Similar to Jack Cushing, they've both spent time at the AAA level this year. Two guys who have faced just one over the minimum so far in this ballgame. Top half of the third. The 0-1 is low and outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike from Seth Nordlund. He had a good stint at the AAA level. That's the one difference. Cushing has also spent time at AAA in Las Vegas. His numbers didn't look great. Nordlund, pretty good. Five starts and a decent ERA. 4.79. 1-1 pitch from Nordy is over the outside edge. Just missed up and away. 2-1. That included his last game started. Five innings of shutout baseball, getting the win over Oklahoma City. Now back with the Rough Riders and starting today. The 2-1 pitch runs inside on a tailing fastball up. And now 3-1 to Masterman. It's the right fielder hitting from the right side. Nordland's 3-1 pitch. Swung on and driven down the left side, hooking foul, and it lands foul. Up the left field line and foul by about 5 feet, rolls all the way to the wall. And it's now 3-2 on the second consecutive batter to open up the inning. It's a scoreless contest in the top of the third. Masterman, the right fielder, is hitting 259 on the season. The only guy hitting over 250 for the Rockouts. Just his 10th game played at the AA level. Throw over to first. And he's back. It's Winkler. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It is flying to right field. Well hit. Josh Hatcher sprinting over. Tries to get there. It lands at the warning track. Bounces against the wall. Winkler around to third. The throw in from right field holds him there. And blocked by Capers behind the plate. It's a no-out double for Cameron Masterman, knocking one up against the warning track. Hatcher almost tracked it down in right field, and it landed just outside of his reach for Masterman's double. So he gets his third double of the year, his third extra base hit, and it pushes Winkler into third base. Seth Nordlund had not allowed any base runners until this inning, and the first two guys are on the base path, one via an error and one on a double. That's the first hit he has allowed today. And now a mound visit with him, Jax Biggers, and his battery mate, Scott Capers. Saheed Valenzuela will be the hitter to continue the top of the third inning. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds knotted up at no runs. And the first time that either team has threatened and put a runner in scoring position today. So Valenzuela will get the at-bat, went 0-3 yesterday. Hitting just under the Mendoza line this season. Left-hand batter with a 198 average. Infield plays back with nobody out, two in scoring position. Here's the pitch. It's outside for ball one. Top of the order awaits. Max Muncy, with his team leading seven hits this series, is on deck. So Nordlund really wants an out here, and preferably a non-run scoring out. The 1-0 toss is grounded up the middle over Nordlund, fielded by Rodriguez. He'll go to first. Beats out Valenzuela by three steps, but an RBI results. As Valenzuela puts one on the ground, gets it just over Nordland's head. If he had snagged that one, he could have come home and prevented the run. But it does bring in the first run of the day. As it scores Winkler from third, an unearned run off of Seth Nordlund. It's now 1-0 Midland.
It obviously goes back to how important defense is and how spoiled the Rough Riders have been with great defense this year. We haven't seen many plays like that that result in runs.
Now the infield's in. Max Muncy takes low and away. Ball one. All four infielders playing near the grass. The first baseman Liam Hicks playing the furthest back. Only about one long stride beyond the grass. A 1-0 toss to Muncy. He pops it up behind home plate. Capers will give it a look, but not enough room. It lands a few rows back. And a foul ball to the shortstop Muncy. 1-1 count to Max Muncy. Up to Double A for now his 18th game in the A's organization. Hitting 250. Not a ton of pop yet. Just two extra base hits, both doubles. Runner at third for the Rockhounds, the 1-1. He pops into shallow left field. Zavala running in. He won't get there. This will bring in a run. Masterman jogs in from third. He touches home, and the Rockhounds put up a crooked number in the third inning. Max Muncy singles for an RBI. 2-0 Midland. Drew Swift will come up after Muncy fights off a breaking ball that was inside. Got it off the thinnest part of the bat and was able to bustle it over the shortstop. An RBI base knock for Muncy, his eighth hit of the series. First pitch to Drew Swift. He fouls it back. One out. Muncy at first base. 2-0 Midland in the series finale. Rough Riders would love to win this game, get their 50th victory of the year. They need to win today in order to clinch the series. 0-1. It's in the dirt, blocked by Capers. If they lose today, they'll split the series. Still of a sure that they will not have lost a series, a six-game series, in their last eight, including this one. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers swept their eight series today. That's the most in the American League. How about that? 1-1 to Swift, a hard line drive to center field. Carter turns, shows his number, backs up, turns his shoulders again, makes the grab at the front of the warning track, just right of center field. It pushes Max Muncy back to first base. He was all the way up to second. And they appeal to see if Muncy missed second on the way back. He never passed second, and safe is the call on the appeal. So it's just a fly out for Drew Swift. Carter had some tough time with it as he was sprinting back and looked over one shoulder, spun around, looked the other way, and was able to get underneath. Two down, runner at first for Midland. Two runs in this inning to break the scoreless tie.
He's positioned perfectly, but it made it harder because he was hit right over his head.
Yeah. Got to pick one way or the other, and you might pick wrong. That's okay. Shane McGuire pops one foul for strike one.
And that's what makes Evan so good. He knows that first time he turned, he took his eye off the ball, what they trained you to get back on a ball, turning with his chest face towards the wall, and then he realized he had room, and so he just turned around with his chest facing towards the infield and made the catch.
Yeah, one to McGuire, a line drive, or grounder, I should say, right back to Nordland, bounces once, fields it, underhands to first in time, and McGuire's put away in a 1-3 ground out. So two runs in, one left aboard on two hits, one error, and Midland ahead 2-0 over the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
So after the Midland Rockhounds put two runs on the board in the top of the third inning, the Rough Riders will try to get at least some or all of that back here in the bottom of the third. Scott Capers, Chris Cease, and Jax Biggers will come to the plate against Jack Cushing. The right-hander for Midland. 2-0 Rockhounds, bottom of the third in the series finale. With the Rough Riders now four games over 500, matching their season best in that category, 18-14 in the second half. First pitch from Cushing to Capers. Breaking ball swung on. He was over it. Strike one for the catcher. 1-for-5 with a walk this series. Getting 223 on the season is the Valparaiso product. The 0-1 toss to the right-hand hitter. This one line hard foul at the third baseline. Pass Tripp Keister in the third base box. And it's 0-2 to Scott Capers. Much quicker game last couple days after the longest game of the year on Thursday. 3 hours and 38 minutes in that 11-inning marathon. And the last couple days under 2.5 hours. Cushing winds for the 0-2. Off-speed pitch lined into shallow center field. Dwellvoss running in. It bounces in front. And Scott Capers picks up a leadoff single for the Rough Riders to open the third. On an 0-2 pitch. And he lines it right back where it came from. And into center field. So, Capers at first. Chris Cease has a chance to atone for his error last inning. That helped produce the first run of the game. Midland scoring a pair last inning. 2-0 Rockhounds. Bottom half of the third. Cease batting from the right side. Cushing from the stretch. And a fastball that sinks below the zone, 1-0. Cease getting his 64th game played of the season. 30 RBIs, a healthy number of 14 doubles. A 1-0 toss to Cease. It is low and outside, 2-0. If there's any guy in this team, maybe this is on the brain just because of yesterday's kerfuffle between the White Sox and the Guardians, if there's a guy who'd be a boxer, I think Chris Cease kind of has the look, the build, the shoulders. 2-0 pinch, he swings over it. 2-1 the count to Chris Cease. He's listed at 6'1", 196. He's got the boxer build to him. His dad was actually an amateur boxer in Puerto Rico. A 2-1 pitch to Chris with a runner at first, nobody out. Is under the hands, ball three. Cease grew up in Florida, but he was born in New York. His dad moved from Puerto Rico before he was born, actually met Chris's mom in New York, and that's where he was born. But at about 3 years old, the family moved down to Florida. 3-1 pitch. Cease takes it outside edge, and now a full count. So he never got to see his dad box in Puerto Rico, but kind of has that build and athletic baseball player. Former first-round pick back in 2017. And now trying to advance, Scott Capers build a rally here in the bottom of the third. 3 balls, 2 strikes from Jack Cushing. He kicks for the payoff. Cease swings and doesn't get it. Fastball top shelf, and Cease swings underneath, strike three. And one down for the top of the order. Jax Biggers strides to the plate. Man at first for Frisco. Outfield playing just a step deep to Jax Biggers. And infield playing pretty much straight up. A little bit towards double play combo for Muncy and Swift, the middle infielders. Jack Cushing is set from the stretch. His pitch fouled back to the netting from Biggers. It's 0-1. It's a good first time through the order for Jack Cushing. 30 pitches through. He's allowed just 2 hits. No extra base hits and no runs. The right-hand thrower out of Georgetown looking into his battery mate, Shane McGuire. They agree on a pitch, and he comes set with his glove next to his chest. His one-strike offering is inside. Biggers thought about turning on it, but Cy was running in off the plate. And ball one. Biggers led off the first inning with a ground out on the first pitch he saw. Now we'll see the third pitch of this at-bat from Jack Cushing, who comes set for the 1-1. He works in. Biggers swings. Another ground ball to first. Out of the glove of Simonite. Goes back to get it. Underhands to Cushing. Not in time. Biggers beats it out, speeding up the line. Simonite could have had a double play. He gets no outs on the sequence. It's now 2 on for the Rough Riders and 1 out in the third.
Well, the Rough Riders had a defensive miscue in the top of the inning, and now they would love to take advantage of what should have been a double play, as you mentioned, Josh. That's just about as tailor-made as it gets for a 3-6-3 double play, and Midland has turned a few of those in this series. And the Rough Riders now have two on with one out, and Rodriguez has been swinging very well.
There's a hard-hit grounder off the bat of Biggers, which is good and bad. It got to Simon I quickly, allowing him time for the double play if he fielded it cleanly, which he did not. So K-Bear Rodriguez steps in from the right side. Two on, one out. Cushing stretches and his pitch. Swung on, got underneath it, and fouls it back. 0-1 to Rodriguez, who flew out to right field in his first at-bat. Midland leads this contest by a score of 2-0. Both runs this inning for the Rockhounds. And now in the bottom of the third, the Rough Riders have two runners aboard. Capers a short lead from second, edging a little further. The 0-1 swung on and hit foul over the right side, pelted over the sweets. It's 0-2 to the shortstop, Rodriguez. He had three hits yesterday, an RBI bunt that he popped up towards the pitcher, but it landed about halfway in between the plate and the mound and beat out the throw. He also had a double, another single, and a walk. Trying to continue that momentum here. Cushing steps off and resets before he'll throw an 0-2 pitch to Rodriguez. One out, two on for the Rough Riders here in this Sunday evening. The 0-2 pitch to Rodriguez. Outside on a slider, he thought about chasing it, but it was well off the plate, and he holds back for ball one. The Rough Riders hoping to close out this series in a good note, head to Corpus Christi tomorrow and play on Tuesday to begin a six-game series against the Hooks. They hope to go in on a series win, depending on what happens today. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit foul. Rodriguez just got a smidgen of it on a ball that was pretty far off the plate and towards the bottom part of the zone. And Rodriguez extended the barrel to get a piece. One ball, two strikes. One out for the Rough Riders. Capers at second. Biggers not being held on at first. Cushing looks back at Capers for a long set. Now he deals the 1-2 into K-Bear Rodriguez. Swings and a fly ball to right field. Playable for Masterman. He has a late break, now sprints in, makes the catch on a jog, and the runners hold. So Rodriguez, a soft fly out to right. And it's up to Evan Carter with two down to come up with an RBI opportunity, or at least extend the inning by getting aboard. Riding an 18-game on-base streak. He's 0-1 today with a strikeout.
That's the other thing that error does is it extends the inning and gives Carter an opportunity with a runner in scoring position.
Cushing's pitch count up to 37. Still looking pretty decent for him if he can close out this third inning in relatively quick fashion. He's still not allowed a run yet. Midland scoring two runs so far in this ballgame, both this inning. Carter from the left side wiggling his burgundy bat over his left shoulder. The first pitch. High and ball one from Cushing.
In these situations, Carter, with runners in scoring position and two outs, is hitting .375 this year.
Oh. He's ahead in the count, 1-0. Here's the toss. Carter takes again, this time hits the zone. Change up towards the middle. And it's strike one to Evan. One ball, one strike from Jack Cushing. Carter getting on base more than half of his plate appearances in this series entering today. Here's the 1-1 to Carter. Swings and a foul ball left side. He's now got two strikes on him. He's walked nine times, and he's hitting over .300 against the Rockhounds this week, including a double and a home run. That was yesterday on the homer. And he added two walks. Now he's got to protect with two strikes, two on, two out, down by two. The Rough Riders trying to build a rally in the third inning. Here's the pitch. It is low, just above the dirt. McGuire snagged it, ball two. Two balls, two strikes to Evan Carter. This inning began with Scott Capers' single on an 0-2 pitch. Advanced on an error, Jax Biggers got aboard on a ground ball. But there are two outs. Shadows covering just a patch in left field, mostly everyone in the sun. The 2-2 toss to Evan Carter. A step over, in fact, and Cushing looks Capers back to second base. The wind blowing steadily towards left, not too hard.
Carter pulled a ball to right field yesterday over the Lazy River for a home run. Infield pushes to the right. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled off of Carter's torso. Bounced right near the home plate. And hit him in the rib softly. He's okay. And we'll do the 2-2 pitch over again. 18-game on-base streak for Evan Carter. He has scored 16 runs in that span. He's producing. And right now, tasked with advancing some runners, trying to get on base and extend the inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Cushing's pitch. Swung on and lifted to right field. Masterman runs over. He gets there and gloves it in medium depth right. And the inning comes to a finish. The Rough Riders do not get a run. One hit, two left aboard, one error. And the Frisco Rough Riders still trail it 2-0 through three innings on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Midland Rockhounds with two runs, two hits, one error, and the Frisco Rough Riders with no runs on two hits and one error, leaving two runners aboard last inning. And so Midland ahead by two. Seth Nordlund back to the bump, facing the middle part of the order. Lazaro Armenteros, the hitter, to lead off in the fourth. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley to my left. I'm Josh Warden. Final game of the series here in Frisco. First pitch of the fourth inning. A slider in the dirt, ball one to Armenteros. He's a good hitter, Armenteros is, albeit held in check this week. Just 2-for-14. A couple singles. 1-0 pitch, line toward short. Rodriguez gloves it. The shortstop just has to take a step and a half over to his right. And he catches it near his hip. For a line out, he's made two plays on Armenteros. Was lined out to the shortstop twice today, breaking one bat in the process. This time his bat stays intact, but his spirit might not be. Down 2-for-15 on the series with no extra base hits. Yeah, that's a guy leading the team in slugging and RBIs and home runs. Will Simonite takes his strike at 0-1. Hitter Armenteros is the only guy who's really had a good number on this active roster. Simonite swings one left side, foul, 0-2. Now, a good OPS on base plus slugging in the mid-700s. That's about average. Armenteros is in the 800s, so very good. But he's the only one on the Rockhounds team in or above the 700s. Everyone else, 6 or lower. The 0-2 to Simonite settles high, 1-2. Nobody over 670, the on base plus slugging, except for Armenteros. And again, he has no extra base hits this week. 1-2 to Simonite. Breaking ball. He hits the left field. Zavala sprinting over. He won't get there. It bounces into his glove, and Will Simonite has a single with one out in the fourth. He's provided some pop this week, although Armenteros is not, but William Simonite had a double and a home run yesterday. Of the team's three extra base hits, he had two of them. And now he's got a single today, just one of the three hits that Seth Nordlund has allowed today. So Brian Buelva steps in as the shadows creep over home plate and about half of the catcher's circle. Pitch into Buelva, settles in for a strike and a breaking ball. One out, runner at first for the Rockhounds. They're up 2-0 in the fourth inning. The shadows just over home plate and a bit in between home and the mound.
The 0-1 is up and in. One ball, one strike. Nordlund, the pitcher's in the sun, and then there's a stretch of shadows in between home and the mound. Did a little bit of a patch of sun in front of home plate, but then the plate itself is back in the shadows. 1-1 toss to Buelvas is under his hands, 2-1. The wind settles down here. The flags not moving over the batter's eye in center. A warm day here in Frisco. 2-1, the pitch. Slider hit on the ground to third. Cease up with it. Goes to second. Biggers on the back. Turns to first. His throw easily in time. 5-4-3 around the horn for the Rough Riders, and the inning comes to a nice close. Seth Nordlund faces the minimum in the fourth inning. And no runs in off of Nordy. We head to the bottom of the fourth from Riders Field. Frisco trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the fourth inning from Riders Field. Frisco down 2-0 to the visiting Midland Rockhounds. Trevor Hover to step in. And he faces Jack Cushing for a second time today. First pitch of the fourth inning is taken on the upper outside edge. Fastball at 92 for strike one. Hover flew out to right field his first at-bat. He and Evan Carter back-to-back in the order, both riding 18-game on-base streaks. The 0-1 to Hover is slashed over the left side and foul. Carter flew out to end last inning, leaving two aboard. Hover flew out to right field to lead off the second inning. Now he leads off the fourth. He calls for time prior to the 0-2 pitch. The Rough Riders struggling a little bit in terms of leading off innings. Just one extra base hit this series in leadoff fashion. It was Liam Hicks' home run yesterday. The 0-2 to Hover. He grounds it on the right side. A worm burner into the glove of Swift. And Drew throws to first base easily in time. And Hover is out on a 4-3 put out. And here is Liam Hicks. First pitch of the fourth inning yesterday. And nukes one to right field for a home run. Gave a little insurance for the Rough Riders. Now up to 10 hits on this series with a single earlier today. He's just absolutely hit everything. No matter where it is, no matter what pitch, he's just gotten it all. First pitch here to Hicks. It's letter high and ball one. 10 hits, 18 at-bats. Leading the team with six RBIs. Trying to start out a rally in the fourth inning, down 2-0. 1-0 toss also towards the top of the zone. Hicks does not like the strike call, but that's what Trevor Matthews rules. It makes the count level at 1-1. Cushing for the windup. And the right-hander's pitch. It's low, 2-0. From the Flower Mound, Texas native. He's worked efficiently so far. This will be his 50th pitch of the day. With one out in the fourth. His 2-1 delivery. It's just off the outside. Change up, it's now 3-1. The Rough Riders have struggled in 3-2 counts. They push it a lot to full count situations the last few days, but they have not been productive once they've gotten there. Here's the 3-1. A high pop fly to center field. Buelvas walking in. Now starts to jog a little stronger. Looks up into the blue sky and catches. Liam Hicks retired for a rare putout. He's still hitting just about 500 on the series. 1-for-2 today. And Aaron Zavala will hit for the left side. Two outs, bases empty for Frisco. Bottom half of the fourth inning. Trailing 2-0. The Rough Riders had a full count 13 times on Thursday. Did not have a hit. First pitch to Zavala's outside, ball one. And seven more plate appearances on Friday and one hit. Seven more plate appearances yesterday, one hit. That was the Evan Carter home run. So there's a good change for the Rough Riders. 1-0. Zavala again takes, again outside. It's 2-0. They did walk a fair amount, 9 times in those full count appearances, but just 2-for-18 over the last 3 games against payoff pitches. A 2-0 to Zavala, hits it off the end of the bat. It rolls behind home, and it's 2-1. They could use some more 3-2 counts against Cushing, if nothing else, just to get his pitch count higher. Midland's bullpen has been taxed. They ran out of pitchers on Thursday and have been on the edge the whole series, and so earlier you get Cushing out, the better. 2-1 toss down and in. It is now 3-1 to Aaron Zavala. Bases are empty for the left-hand hitter. Situates the bat over his left shoulder. And the 3-1 pitch. It is low and inside. He draws his 50th walk of the season. It's a two-out variety. And Aaron Zavala aboard. Josh Hatcher will climb in next. The right fielder, another left-hand batter for Frisco. Stretch of 5 straight left-hand hitters in this lineup for the Rough Riders. It'll be a couple right-handers after him. The right-hander Cushing on the mound, now working out of the stretch for the first time this inning. Only allowed 2 hits today. Trying to close out the fourth inning. Throws over to first, and Zavala has to dive back in. Hatcher just 3-for-14 this series, but he did have a home run on Tuesday, which was the only homer for the Rough Riders until yesterday. He's set for the left side. Cushing stretches and kicks. Just below the zone on a fastball. It's 1-0. Hatcher also had a double yesterday and reached on an error. That's a lot of pop, and he's got 7 home runs through his first 27 games. For some reason, very few doubles, though. The 1-0 toss to Hatcher, grounds it on the right side. 2 bounces, Swift has it, underhands to second. And the inning concludes on a fielder's choice, 6-4. No hits for the Rough Riders, 1 left aboard, no runs. And it's still 2-0 Midland into the fifth. You'll hear Zach Bigley on the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Seth Nordlund still on the mound as we go to the top of the fifth inning.
Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders trailing 2-0. The pitch home. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jack Winkler leads things off. Cameron Masterman to follow in Saheed Valenzuela after that. The pitch is sent in the air down the right field line. Long run for Josh Hatcher, and he wants to go foul near the bullpen for Midland. It's one ball and one strike. Two runs on three hits and one error for Midland. The Rough Riders, no runs on two hits and one error defensively. The only runs in this game were scored back in the third inning. Winkler started off that inning. He reached on an error. Cameron Masterman then doubled, and an RBI ground out, an RBI single ensued to make it 2-0. Frisco has stranded at least one base runner in each of their last three innings, but nothing to show for it on the offensive side. One ball and one strike to Winkler. The pitch home. Nordlund just misses a hair inside with a fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders infield the pole, 2-1. Top of the zone, a strike, 2-2. Well, good news out of Arlington and bad news out of Arlington today. Good news is the Rangers won it over the Marlins. 2-2 is bounced up the third baseline, sees charges, picks on a short hop, flings it onto first, and he got him. Nice play by Chris Sees, charging in, picking off to his left, firing on the run to first base, and he retires Jack Winkler. One away for Masterman. 2-0, Midland leads it. Masterman, the 8-hole hitter. Well, the Rangers took down the Fish to sweep that series, and they swept the homestand as well. The pitch is down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. A six-game winning streak. Now for the Rangers, they continue to hit really well at home. The 1-0. Swing and a miss and a good pitch off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rangers are 40-20 at Globe Life Field now, just .500 on the road. The 1-1. In the air out to right center field. Hatcher tracing over. Can't get there. It drops into the alley. Masterman around first, thinking second, and he's in there easily. A sliding double for Masterman. Saheed Valenzuela stands in now from the 9 spot. So Masterman came into the game with two doubles in his first 9 AA games. He's doubled in his last 2 at-bats. Two nothing. Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and he deals home the pitch to Valenzuela. Down low and inside, one ball and no strike. So that's the good news, is the Rangers are 2.5 games back on the Astros now. Or 2.5 games up, I should say, having won their last 6. Beware of the Mariners as well. They won 5 in a row. The pitch is at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1 after they just swept the Angels. They're just 6 games back of the Rangers and only 3.5 back of Houston. Only 2.5 back of the wild card. 1-1 offering from Nordlund. And a look back towards second base before that. Masterman back in. The bad news is Josh Young, when there was a line drive hit to him at third base today defensively, broke his thumb. The pinch. Swinging a ground ball softly to second. Biggers has it, and he fires onto first base to retire Valenzuela. On the play, Masterman motors to third. And there are 2 outs, runner at third for Midland here in the fifth inning, already leading 2-0. And the lineup card flips back over. It's the top of the order for Max Muncy, who had an RBI single back in the third inning. Well, Josh Young is out most likely around 6 weeks. Former Rough Riders third baseman has had a wonderful season. The pitch is drilled in the air down the left field line. Zavala racing back over his head off the warning track and up against the fence. Muncy around first on his way to second. He slides in there with an RBI double as Masterman scores from third, and it's now 3-0 Midland. Now Max Muncy continues to hit in this series. It's his second run-scoring hit of the ballgame, his third RBI of the series, and now his 9th hit in 19 at-bats in a 6-game set. Impressive from the number six overall prospect in the organization. And Drew Swift is looking for that first hit still. The pitch. Low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. He's 0 for 21 in the series. 3-0 Midland, top of the fifth inning. Nordlund looks back at second base. He's ready from the stretch of the pitch. It's fouled back, and it's 1-1. Now, the most likely move that the Rangers would make would be to bring up Bubba Thompson and have Ezekiel Duran and Josh Smith play at third base in the wake of Young. The pitch. Swing and a foul back in a caper's glove, and it's one ball and two strikes. And a lot of people will probably be wanting Justin Foscue to get promoted, but he is not on the 40-man. Jonathan Ornelas is the infielder in Round Rock who is on the 40-man. Here's the stretch, and the 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Seth Nordlund strikes out Drew Swift, and he gets out of the fifth inning, but he does allow a run on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rough Riders now trail 3-0 to the home half of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Frisco trailing 3-0. Scott Capers, Chris Cease, and Jax Biggers do up. It's 8-9-1. Capers singled back in the third inning, one of just two Rough Riders hits today. Liam Hicks had a single back in the second. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Jack Cushing has his sign from his backstop, Shane McGuire, and he rocks back and deals home the first pitch. Capers swings, puts it in the air out to left center field, rather shallow. Welvas cutting over. He's there to make the catch. The center fielder puts it away, and Capers is done. One pitch in. Here's Chris Cease. Cease had a great month of July, even though it was hampered mostly due to injury. In the games that he did play in, he played extremely well. Had a four-hit game against Wichita on the last road trip and entered into this one. The pitch is down the heart of the plate to strike. It's 0-1. Despite going 3-for-16 over his last four games in this series, hitting .333 in his last 13. The 0-1 toss. Checks up just inside. It's one ball and one strike. Trying to get back to that Chris Cease, who kind of carried the Rough Riders offense along with a lot of other guys in Wichita. 1-1, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. And talking to Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, he said, yeah, that's Chris Cease. When he gets hot, he can really carry an offense. He's had Chris Cease for many years throughout the organization and said he can be one of the hottest hitters when he gets locked in. It's just about the length that he does get locked in. The 1-2. He fouls it straight back, and it's still one ball and two strikes on Cease, who's a right-handed batter. Cease actually grew up as a switch hitter. Josh was talking about his dad earlier. It was his dad who wanted him to start switch hitting, and then one summer, he started hitting really well just from the right side, slumped a little bit from the left side. The 1-2 cut on and missed for strike three, and there are two outs now in the fifth inning. And so he decided he'd just stick with the right side. He said the person he was most nervous about telling was his dad. Turned out all right, though. It was a first-round pick back in 2017. So two outs here in the fifth inning. 3-0 our score. Rock Hounds lead at top of the order. Vickers reached on an error back in the third, but is 0-2 today. Vickers is having a great series, 7-21. There's the wind back by Cushing in the first pitch. There's a pop-up foul out of play to the left side. It's 0-1. Rough Riders head down to Corpus Christi next week. That's a very pivotal series. The Rough Riders and Hooks are tied in the standings right now. Anytime you play a division matchup, it is extremely important. As is this series with Midland. Rough Riders need a comeback to win it. The 0-1. A bunt out in front of the plate, and it's a foul ball. Shane McGuire saw it starting to roll foul back behind home, and he kind of glove-tacked it out into fair territory. That's not going to work. It's a foul ball, and it's 0-2 on Biggers.
I get the idea because it was so close to him. Oh, if I push it into fair territory, that can get him out. But once he batted it in front of the line and he had to go grab it, by that point, it was going to be a close play. So if he had convinced home plate umpire Trevor Matthews, it might have actually backfired.
Kind of glove-tapped it too hard.
Yeah.
Biggers can really run. So he's back at home plate. 0-2, two outs. Riders down by three. Game number 101 this season for Frisco. Cushing has his sign, squares his shoulders to the third base dugout, and the 0-2. There's a fly ball foul down the left field line, and it's still no balls and two strikes on Jags. Going down to Corpus Christi will be pretty close to Jack's Biggers' home. Down in South Texas, grew up just outside Houston. The 0-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. The town of Missouri City, Texas. See his mom down there sometimes, and the Rough Riders go to Corpus. The 1-2. Misses just high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Pull side shift on the infield for Jets. 2-2 on the way from Cushing. Swinging a little cue shot up the third baseline. Softly hit. Winkler comes in bare hands and has no play on Biggers. He just puts it in his pocket, and Jax Biggers has an infield single. He was so far out in front of it, just cued it off the end of his bat. A squibber down the third baseline, and Winkler had no shot because there were two strikes he was playing back. And Jax Biggers has the infield single for the Rough Riders' third hit of the day. Bottom half of the fifth inning, 3-0 Midland. And a quick mound visit for Jack Cushing. And looks like Midland's going to get some action going in their bullpen down the right field line. They previously had nobody throwing, and now Grant Holman gets up, and he'll start to throw. Holman, the hard thrower. Okay, Bear Rodriguez is due up for the Rough Riders in this fifth. Rodriguez 0-2 with a couple flyouts to right field. Cushing from the stretch, and he offers home the first pitch. Before that, a throw over to first. The Rough Riders have stranded one base runner at least in each of the last three innings. They haven't had many opportunities with runners in scoring position, just two. They haven't had a hit in either. Biggers is at first base, not in scoring position here. There's the stretch of the pick. Breaking ball on the inner edge of strike, and it's 0-1. It looked like Holman was getting up for a second, and now Trayson Kubo is actually loosening down the right field line in the bullpen. The pitch. There's a fly ball into center field. Guelbas going back. He's got a beat on it, though. Just shy of the warning track, makes the over-the-shoulder catch, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. Well, the Rough Riders, no runs on one hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We're into the top of the sixth inning next. It's the Rockhounds 3, the Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Grant Wolfram, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders, as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Shane McGuire, Lazaro Armenteros, and William Simonite, the 3-2 up. It's 3-4 and 5. And McGuire, before even standing in the box, is chatting with Trevor Matthews, our home plate umpire. Not sure what about, but now we're good to go. Seth Norlin done after five innings in his start. Wolfram ready from the stretch, and he fires home the pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Solid start for Nordlund. He goes five innings, allowing two earned over his three total runs allowed on five hits. The 0-1 pitch, high and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Three strikeouts and no walks for Nordlund. And he gives way to Wolfram, who's been very good out of the Rough Riders bullpen as of late. He delivers. Dots up a fastball on the inside edge, a strike. And it's 1-2. Grant Wolfram, the 26-year-old, stands 6'8", 235 pounds, a native of Holland, Michigan. He brings in the 1-2. Check swing, just high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Wolfram has not allowed a run in his last five outings from the bullpen, and it's not as if he's just going out there and throwing one inning every time. Here's the stretch, and the 2-2. High and inside, missed with the slider, and it's three balls and two strikes. Wolfram, over those last five outings, has gone more than one inning in four of the five outings. He's been really good for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen. Payoff pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. Biggers has got it at second. And he slings it onto first base to retire the catcher, McGuire. And Lazaro Armenteros stands in. 3-0. Midland out in front here in the top of the sixth inning. Wolfram, the Michigan native, a big Lions fan growing up, a big Tigers fan growing up, that being the baseball team, of course. He would watch Tigers games a lot with his grandpa. Here's the stretch. And the pitch to Armenteros. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Down low and inside. It's actually drafted by the Tigers initially, but decided not to sign. Very happy in the Rangers organization right now. He's ready from the stretch in the 0-1 offering. Down low and inside, it's one ball and one strike. Austin Jackson was a guy who grew up watching a lot. Maglio Ordonez, part of the Tigers. Justin Verlander, of course. He stretches and brings in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. A weak wave by Armenteros, and it's one ball and two strikes.
Almost every time a guy gets drafted, whether out of high school or you get drafted after your junior year in college, there's a decision. Do I go to college? Do I stay another year and improve my draft stock? And Wolfie got drafted, went to college. A rare guy who got drafted lower after college.
1-2. Armenteros grounds it foul back behind home. Still 1-2.
And just one round. I mean, 17th round out of high school, 18th round after his college career. But he said if he had to go back and do it again, he would still go to college. It wasn't a regret. It wasn't, oh, shoot, I didn't do well, and I feel bad about it. It was, no, I grew a lot, improved my stock, and now I feel ready.
The 1-2. Breaking ball down low and inside. Nearly hit him. That was the curve, and it's two balls and two strikes.
There's a lot more to it than just how much money you're going to get as a signing bonus and what round are you drafted in. It's how well am I prepared to handle the rigors of professional baseball, and sometimes college is a better fit for guys, and Grant Wolfram did well in college.
2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider up and outside. Grant Wolfram with his first strikeout in relief, two away in the sixth inning. 3-0, Midland leads at top of the sixth inning. And it's not only that, of course. I mean, a lot of times you hear about guys getting drafted by the team that they grew up watching, and it's really awesome when you get to wear that uniform. But, you know, pull back the curtain on anything, and, you know, baseball is a business, no matter what. Here's the stretch. And the pitch to William Simonine is high and outside, 1-0, and you just think of Antoine Kelly, who was pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers organization, who he grew up rooting for, and he was very happy there, and he gets traded. That kind of stuff just happens. So you never know. 1-0 offering. There's a fly ball foul right side. It's one ball and one strike. Wolfram was a guy who went to Central Michigan initially, and then after 1 year there, transferred to Davenport. And as you mentioned, Josh, was very happy there. There was a nursing student there at Davenport who he didn't actually meet when he was there. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Breaking ball just outside of the backdoor curve, and it's two balls and one strike. Her name was Abby, but during COVID, when he went back and stayed at home, he ended up getting connected with her, and now they're married. Here's the stretch and the 2-1. Outside corner, a strike with a curveball, and it's 2-2.
It's just so cool. I mean, young guy, and seems like he got a good head on his shoulders. We were just having a conversation the other day about the concept of premarital counseling and getting ready for that sort of thing. I mean, just the thoughtfulness and intentionality it takes, especially at a fairly young age. And Wolfie seems as ready as a guy could be.
He's ready here for the 2-2. He pitches. It's fouled away back behind home. Still two balls, two strikes. Very good head on his shoulders, that's for sure. Except for being a Lions fan. That's a little tough.
I'm okay with that. Now she's got a job in Frisco, which is good for her now that they can be a little more settled.
Yeah. They love the Frisco area. 2-2. Just low of the zone, and it's three balls and two strikes.
He said that she helps him because she's a nurse practitioner. He said, I eat better because of her. Helps me have a good diet. Easier to just snack a lot and eat junk food when you're by yourself. But you got someone there with you holding you accountable, that'll help a bit.
The 3-2 pitch. Ground ball chopped to third and foul, and it's still 3-2. Two outs, bases clear, 3-0 Midland, top six.
Although, let's be honest, if you're 6'8", every Dorito you eat has a little more space. You can spread out a bit. You can afford it more than most guys.
Yeah,
but still.
When I eat a bag of Doritos, and when he eats a bag of Doritos, it looks very different.
It does. It does.
We were talking about gummy bears the other day. He's a big gummy bear fan. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a ball that gets away from Capers to his right. Simonite hustling down the line. Capers fires, not in time. It's a strikeout, but Simonite reaches on a wild pitch. Wolfram strikes out his second, and Brian Buelvoss stands in. The inning continues now. It's been a bit of a lengthy inning for Wolf, from 19 pitches to just the three hitters that he's faced. Wellboss is 0 for 2 today, stands in from the right side against the left-handed thrower. Wolfram ready from the stretch, and he fires in the pin. They're swinging a ground ball on the first offering. Out to second base. Biggers has it, and he fires on to first in time for the out to retire the side. So the strikeout wild pitch doesn't come back to get Grant Wolfram. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. Bottom six next. Rough Riders, a 3-0 deficit. And we'll have trivia when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Last of the sixth inning for the Rough Riders, Evan Carter starts it off, trailing 3-0. They try to get the offense going. Jack Cushing back out for another inning. He winds back and fires. A breaking ball to the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. There is action with Grant Holman loosening in the bullpen down the right field line, so we could see Jack Cushing exit in this inning depending how it goes. The 0-1. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2 on Carter. All right, it's time for trivia here in the bottom of the sixth inning. If you're new to the broadcast, we usually do trivia in the sixth inning. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Away, and it's one ball and two strikes, and I try to befuddle Josh Warden.
Usually you do.
We're in a little bit of a unique one for tonight's broadcast. The 1-2. Swinging a hard line drive to the first baseman, Simonite. He makes the catch, and Evan Carter is retired on the line drive out. One away in the sixth for Trevor Hover. All right, we try to tie it into baseball history, and this is a really big stretch. But this date in 1987, Goose Gossage had his 287th career save. That moved him past Bruce Sutter for second all-time at the time. And I thought about Goose Gossage. Here's the wind back and the pitch to Trevor Hover. He swings, bounces it right side. Simonite backhands, flips underhand to the covering Cushing, and he makes the play. There are two outs quickly here in the sixth inning. We're going to go through some famous baseball nicknames, and you have to tell me who the player is.
Oh, okay. All right.
As Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate, 3-0 Midland out in front of the Rough Riders. Yeah. We start with the human rain delay.
Oh, Nomar Garcia Parra?
It was not Nomar. No, he did take a long time.
He did
time,
always
though.
Take a long time.
Here's the wind back in the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. This was a player in came up with Texas in the 70s and then went to Cleveland. Mike Hargrove, the future manager.
Yeah.
Was known as the human rain delay. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner. It's 0-2. It didn't help he walked all the time. Yep. He led the league in walks twice. All right. The Commerce Comet.
Ooh. Kenny Lofton?
No. 1950s and 60s.
Comet. The
Was he out of Texas A&M Commerce?
He was not. That was Mickey Mantle, the Commerce Comet. Here's the windback in the 0-2 to Hicks. There's a ground ball to the left side. Easy play for Winkler. He's got it. Slings it on to first to retire this side. And there's the final out of the sixth inning. Do you want more as we go to the top of the seventh,
Oh,
Josh?
Definitely. Let me humiliate myself further. Let's do it.
The top seven next. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next. When we come back, it's 3-0 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh, the human wrong answer warden, as we move into the seventh inning from Frisco, Texas. 3-0 Midland Rockhounds in front. Grant Rolfram back on the hill. Bottom third of the order, Jack Winkler the bat. First pitch to Winkler. It is over the outside half, strike one. 3-0 Midland, top of the seventh. Okay, we're going through trivia. It's nicknames of MLB players. I think this is a category I'm particularly bad in, and that's saying something. But we've only got through the last couple innings because it went fast, so we'll do a few more this half inning. 0-1 pitch right down the middle, and strike two. Okay, hit me with another one.
The Millville Meteor.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
That's Mike Trout from Millville, New Jersey.
I didn't know that. Never heard him called that. All right. The 0-2 to Winkler. Swing and a miss. Wolfie puts him away with the breaking ball. And a drop third strike tagged him out at the plate. Wolfie, you struck out two, even allowing one to reach on a drop third strike, but didn't allow any hits or walks last inning. Strikes out one to begin the seventh. Cameron Masterman steps in for the right side. 3-0 Rockhounds in the top of the seventh. All right. Let me get another one wrong. What's next?
Yogi Berra. Do you know his real name?
Oh, going reverse. Okay.
Well, it's still a nickname. I mean, everyone just called him Yogi.
Oh, you're saying what's his real name?
Yeah.
Masterman's takes inside low, I should say, ball one. What is Yogi's real name? I'm sure I've read it or seen it somewhere.
This is tough. It's Lawrence Butler, which is funny because there's a – or you're Lawrence Berra, I should say. Not Lawrence Butler. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. That's Midland.
Yeah, right. The 1-0 toss to Masterman outside. He was playing for the Rockhounds earlier this year. It was Lawrence Butler.
Okay. Charlie Hustle.
Charlie Hustle. Is it actually a Charlie?
It is not.
Okay. Oh, man. I'm not going to get any of these. 2-0 to Masterman. He's in on the hands. 3-0.
It's Pete Rose.
Okay.
It's Charlie Hustle.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
The Wizard.
Don Sutton?
No.
The 3-0 pitch on the inside corner for a strike.
Who some think is the greatest defender in the history of baseball?
Ozzie Smith. Ozzie Smith.
There it is. The Wizard.
With a hint, I got one. It still doesn't really count.
Crime Dog.
Ooh. 3-1 pitch. Masterman takes down the middle. 3-2. One out, base is empty. I'll say Ricky Henderson.
It's Fred McGriff.
Oh, okay.
And last one, Toy Cannon.
Toy Cannon. I'm going to go 0-for on all these. 3-2 pitch. A ground ball toward short, backhanded. Rodriguez lets it go by him. Came up on a weird hop back of the infield and into left. Nashterman aboard with a one out. Probably error on the shortstop Rodriguez, but may have been a tough hop. And it was fairly hard hit. It was a weird hop right at him. It was towards him and next to his face. You got to call it a base hit. And understandably so, as that one took a funny bounce. And they won't charge Rodriguez with an error. So Masterman is 3-for-3 today. Saheed Valenzuela, the switch hitting outfielder, utility man, batting from the right side. First pitch to him is low. And ball one. One out. Rough Riders trailing 3-0.
Toy Cannon is Jimmy Wynn, who played for the Astros in the 80s. Man, I'll give you one that you can get.
Okay. A 1-0 pitch from Grant Wolfram. It's on the outside corner, 1-1. Hit me.
The Iron Horse.
Oh, we were just talking about this. Well, that's Cal Ripken Jr., right?
No.
It's David. I missed it again. We were just talking about this, too. I don't even remember.
Lou Gehrig.
Right. 1-1. High ball, too. What's Cal Ripken Jr.? It's the he has a nickname, right?
Probably.
That's now back to you. I'm calling – you're missing that one. That's what's his nickname. The you know.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Okay. See, that's an understandable mistake. 2-1 pitch popped up over the right side. Hicks gives it a look. He has some room. He reaches out, makes the grab. A foul out. Caught by the first baseman. Valenzuela is down. 2-outs runner at first for the Rockhounds. They lead 3-0 in the seventh inning. Max Muncy steps in. Is there any other easy one? The Bambino.
No. What was his real name?
Oh, George.
There you go.
Yeah. I guess Babe already was a nickname. I was just giving you his other nickname. But yeah, George.
The Sword of SWAT.
There you go. Thanks for the pity ask. Got one on the board. First pitch to Muncy is a strike. 0-1 to the leadoff man. What He's 2-for-3 today.
Mr. Padre.
Tony Gwynn.
Mr. Cub.
Alfonso Soriano. Just kidding. Mr. Cub. Here's the 0-1 from Wolfie and to Muncy. It's outside 1-1. Who do they call Mr. Cub?
Ernie Banks.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Former Dallas Black Giant.
Yeah.
What about Corey's brother?
Kyle Seager.
Yeah.
Corey, that's a terrible nickname. He's his older brother, too. 1-1 to Muncy. Wolfie holds. Now he deals. A line drive to right field. Playable for Hatcher. Drifts back in the sun. And he makes a grab. The inning is mercifully over.
No more. For you.
For me. Yeah. Just one hit off of Grant Wolfram over two innings. It is 3-0 Midland into the bottom of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the seventh inning here in Frisco. Grant Holman out of the bullpen for the Midland Rockhounds. former Golden Bear out of the University of California. And with a 3-0 lead over the Rough Riders, a righty-lefty matchup to begin the seventh inning. Aaron Zavala is the batter to open the seventh. First pitch for the right-hander is over the inside corner, a strike. He's pitched in both the rookie ball level, high A level, and the double A level as Holman. 17 innings with the Rockhounds and 8.47 earned run average. His 0-1 toss is near the belt buckle of Zavala, ball one. He's walked and struck out today here in this 509th meeting all time between these two clubs. Midland leads the series by four games, very evenly matched. 1-1, Zavala hammers it to center field. Guelvas running back into right center, gives up on that ball, and she's gone. Aaron Zavala leaves the yard. He doesn't know it. He's at second, and he stopped. Looked around and saw, yep, that's a home run. Touch all four of them, Aaron. That's your fifth home run of the year, and the Rough Riders are on the board. Drove a changeup over the plate to right center field. Bounced off the top of the wall and came back in the field of play, and Aaron understandably had to make sure. I don't want to get tagged out between second and third, so he stopped at second and said, it is, right? Okay, we're good. And he kept on running. 3-1 Midland. Hatcher takes a home run swing and doesn't get it. So Aaron Zavala's fifth home run of the year, just his second hit of the series. And he goes yard to right center field. Hatcher takes on the inside corner. It's 0-2. So Aaron Zavala with the first run of the game for Frisco and on the first batter that Grant Holman faced. The 0-2 pitch. Hatcher fouls it into the glove. Held on for strike three. McGuire puts it away. And one out here in the seventh inning. So it's a helpful sign for the Rough Riders to get a run off the bullpen. They're glad to see Jack Cushing leave. He went six innings at his start of shutout baseball. Just three hits over six frames. Struck out four against just one walk. He's gone, and the bullpen is not off to a good start. Lead-off home run for Zavala. Scott Capers swings and misses. It's 0-1. So the Rough Riders shorten the distance between themselves and Midland. 3-1 Rockhounds. Home half of the seventh. The 0-1 toss is on the outside corner for a strike. Wind pushing out towards left field. And time is called before the 1-1. Or 0-2, I should say. Not only evenly matched in the all-time series between these two teams, but evenly matched this year, Frisco could tie the season series. 0-2 pitch, hit on the ground, right side, diving. Both infielders can't get it, and into right, base knock. Simonite moving over to his right, Drew Swift diving to his left, and neither could find it. Swift losing his glove in the process, sprawling in the grass. And it dribbled through into right field. Scott Capers is 2-for-3 today. Both times he has singled, it was on an 0-2 pitch. So that brings up Chris Cease as the tying run in the seventh inning. 3-1 Midland. Middle infield pinching towards double play combo. Holman's pitch is in the dirt, ball one. The Rough Riders 8-9 against Midland this year. A win today would clinch the series, tie up the season series against the Rockhounds, and check in as the 50th win of the year for Frisco. 1-0 the count to Cease. He takes on the outer half a fastball at 96 miles an hour. And strike one from Holman. So a rough start for the right-hander out of Cal. Graduated from Eastlake High School in Chula Vista. His pitch to Cease swung on and didn't get it. Strike two to the right-hand hitter. So a home run for Aaron Zavala. Scott Capers has a single, one out in the inning. Rough Riders had stranded runners in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings. Never did score in those frames, and today they didn't have any runners aboard when Aaron Zavala touched home plate. Home run. 1-2 pitch. Just misses the black. And off the plate for ball two. Scott Capers takes his lead from first base. Jax Biggers is on deck for the Rough Riders. One out in the seventh inning. Here's the 2-2 toss. Swung on, a hard line drive to right center field. That's got juice towards the warning track. It hits the track and bounces off the wall. Scott Capers around third. The relay in from short right center field is in time, and he's out of the plate. Second out of the inning comes at the dish as Capers tagged out on a foot first slide. McGuire trying to deke him as he kind of put his hands up before the ball came in as if the ball wasn't going to be relayed. And then he caught it, applied the tag, and Capers was out just in time on the throw. And Frisco is still down by two. No RBI for Chris Cease. He took credit for a double on the play. His 15th double of the year. And second out of the inning comes at the plate. And now Jax Biggers at the dish. Hitting from the left side against Grant Holman. Three hits on the inning. First pitch to Biggers is outside for a ball. So Frisco has doubled its hit total in this inning alone. Only had three hits off of Jack Cushing in six innings. They have three hits off of Grant Holman. He's only retired one batter. 0-1 the count to Jax Biggers. Here's the pitch. He pops it foul behind home. It's 0-2. There are two outs, a strikeout, and then an out on the throwout. It goes 8-6-2 on the putout. And now after Chris Cease's double, he represents not the tying run anymore. If Scott Capers had scored. 0-2 pitch. Biggers lines it to left field. Valenzuela has it pegged. Barely has to move. He catches. And the Rough Riders squander an opportunity for more, but they do get a run. Three hits, one run, one left in scoring position, no errors. And at least the Riders are on the board. We head to the eighth. It's Midland 3, Frisco 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
7 innings in the books. We've only got 2 frames left on the week here in Frisco. The Rough Riders getting a run on the board in the last inning, but still trail 3-1 into the eighth inning. Robbie Ahlstrom is atop the mound for the Rough Riders with his 3.9 ERA, the southpaw out of the University of Oregon. His sixth appearance with Frisco, a 3.9 ERA with Hickory this year, a 7.88 ERA with Frisco. Over 8 innings with the Rough Riders, no decisions for Ahlstrom. He'll face Drew Swift to begin the eighth inning. Infield push just a bit to the left. The pitch to Swift is swung on to right center field. Hatcher running over, the right fielder's underneath it, and he makes the catch in front of his eyes. And Drew Swift is now 0 for 4 on the day, 0 for 23 on the series. And if that's his last at-bat of the series, I'm sure he'll have better ones to come. But it's not been the greatest week at the plate for Swift. And he's the first out of the eighth inning. Shane McGuire, the batter, with no out or nobody on, one out in the top of the eighth. 3-1 Frisco. Both teams with 6 hits and 1 error. Ahlstrom from the stretch, he kicks. And McGuire shows butt, pulled back, it was ball one. Well, a Midland team that's seen some promotions, some roster changes, guys in the injured list. It's a very different-looking team than just a few weeks ago and definitely from the beginning of the season. Here's the 1-0 toss from Ahlstrom. It's over the outside corner, 1-1. McGuire, who's at the plate right now, is the only starter today who was an opening day starter for Midland. 1-1 toss to the catcher. Is grounded foul up the right side. It's 1-2. Midland, which
lost on opening day to Christian Chamberlain and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. And just McGuire in that lineup. Everybody else has moved on to their various spots. Triple-A injured list, whatever it may be. But McGuire's still here. He's hitting .213 on the season with three home runs. No hits yet today. This is his fourth at-bat. A lefty-lefty duel. Alstrom has his sign. Here's his pitch. Inside, backs up McGuire off the plate. And it's now two balls and two strikes. Aaron Zavala got the one run for Frisco so far today. Leadoff home run last inning for the Rough Riders. 2-2 pitch. It's in the dirt. Now a full count to Shane McGuire. Last series, a lot more home runs. 24 of them between Frisco and Wichita. And this week, just six home runs coming into today's action. And one more today for the Rough Riders. But just seven on the series. 3-2 pitch, a grounder towards second. Two big bounces. Biggers backhands and throws to first to beat McGuire by four steps. And two outs. Robbie Alstrom working quickly in the eighth inning. It's good to see Zavala drive one out. Rough Riders not getting a ton of home runs this series and getting one by Zavala to put one over. Half of the teams in the Texas League have more home runs by themselves than these two clubs have this series combined. Armenteros takes a ball low. Lazaro, the DH today, 0-for-3. So the home runs have picked up as the series has gone along. Three for Frisco yesterday, one more today. Here's the pitch. It is just a bit low. 2-0 to Armenteros. So between yesterday and today, all but one run coming off the long ball for the Rough Riders, who won 6-2 yesterday and trail 3-1 today. Top half of the eighth, two outs. Wind picks up, blowing right to left. 2-0 pitch is down and in near the shins of Armenteros, and he's ahead 3-0. Will Simonite on deck for the Rockhounds. Outfield playing a step deep, big hole in right center field. A 3-0 pitch, he's green-lighted, swings and fouls. Off the side wall, left side, and now 3-1 to the DH. And I'll have J.J. Schwarz in their lineup today. He has a home run this series, one of just a couple for the Rockhounds, leading the team with five RBIs. 3-1 pitch, hit over the right side, a high pop fly, foul, and out of play. Full count to Armenteros. Schwarz also tied for the team lead with six walks, but he's not starting in the series finale. They have three guys batting under 100 on the series, so it's been a tough go offensively for Midland. Here's the payoff. It is taken on the outside corner. Struck him out looking. Alstrom goes 1-2-3 in the eighth inning, and he sent down Midland's leading hitter, who's 0-for-4 today. And it's an easy inning for Alstrom in the eighth. Time for the Frisco Bats to wake up. 3-1's the deficit. Bottom of the eighth coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
the eighth inning for the Rough Riders. K-Bear Rodriguez to lead off, needing two runs to tie here in the eighth inning. Obviously down to their final six outs. Grant Holman back to the mound for Midland. Right-hander comes at his pitch. Is over the plate for a strike to Rodriguez. He's 0 for 3 today after a three-hit day yesterday. He has flown out all three occasions in today's ballgame. The 0-1 toss. A high pop fly again off the bat of Rodriguez. Playable for Simonite. The first baseman in foul ground makes the grab. And Rodriguez is put away on an F3. So Evan Carter steps in. Base is empty. Sunday evening, still 22 minutes away from sunset as we move into the 8 o'clock hour in Collin County. Final game here until a week plus. First pitch to Carter, swing and a whiff. Go to Corpus Christi this week, six-game series against the Hooks. And then come back to face the Tulsa Drillers for a six-game series here at Riders Field the following week. One strike pitch, Carter does the same thing. Swing and a miss, fastball upper outside corner at 96 from Grant Holman. 0-2 the count to Evan Carter. He led off the sixth inning with a line-out. He's been really good in leadoff situations. He had walked all three times this series when he was starting an inning, but lined out in the sixth. 0-2 pitch, he swings and fouls it back. Not a leadoff situation here, but essentially with the bases empty, trying to start a rally. And also extend an on-base streak. 18 games in a row, same for the guy on deck, Trevor Hammer. But neither of them have reached base today. One out, bases inactive. The two-strike pitch. It's high, ball one. Even the guy after that, Liam Hicks, has an 18-game streak of either reaching base or scoring. One game in that 18-game stretch, he had a fielder's choice and score, but didn't otherwise get on base. But if you count that, three guys in a row in the order, all in 18-game streaks. 1-2 is inside under the arms of Carter. Two balls and two strikes. Carter, Hover, Hicks trying to start a big rally here, either this inning or next. Down 3-1, looking to clinch the series in the finale against Midland. Here's the 2-2. Carter pops it up on the infield. Muncie looking up for it. It'll give way to Swift, the second baseman in front of the bag. He makes the catch. And it's a pop out to the second baseman for Evan Carter. He's 0 for 4 tonight. And it's up to Trevor Hover to make something happen here in the eighth. 3-1, Rockhounds in front. Grant Holman, who allowed the one run in this ballgame for Midland. Aaron Zavala home run has settled down ever since. That was the first guy he faced, and no runs after that. First pitch to Hover, it's on the inside corner for a strike. I mentioned some on this date in baseball history earlier. I didn't do very well in the trivia, but there is one guy who had a worse day back in 1967 on this date. As Hover checks his swing, it's 1-1. Brooks Robinson hit into a triple play on this date, 1967. A major league record, fourth triple play that Brooks Robinson hit into. He had a good career, but just that one little thing. 1-1 pitch is letter high, 2-1 to Trevor Hover. How about that? Four triple plays for one guy.
How many was he a part of defensively, though?
22.
I don't know.
Okay, I was like, that's a lot of triple plays. I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, what's your plus minus on triple plays?
Yeah. He's one of the best defenders of all time.
I started a couple. A 2-1 pitch. A swing and a foul tip from Hover. It's 2-2. I'd rather be in the Hall of Fame but hit into a bunch of triple plays than be a mediocre player and never do it. But still, it is a little concerning for a guy to hit into four. I mean, what do you got to do wrong to hit into four triple plays in one career?
Hit the ball hard.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Usually. The 2-2 to Hover fouls it back. Two of them were in the same season, and they were both 5-4-3, you know, step on the bag at third, a ground ball. It's not even some weird base running mistake, that sort of thing. Just ground ball to third, step on it, throw to second, throw to first. 2-2 the count to the designated hitter, Trevor Hover batting left with the bases empty. It's down and in, three balls, two strikes.
You think about the one triple play the Rough Riders have hit into this year. It was a popped up bunt.
Right.
That was against Midland.
Yeah. In the ninth inning.
End up losing that game. They kicked off a seven-game losing streak. Triple plays will that'll hurt. Here's a 3-2. It is on the inside corner. Hover thought it was ball four. A changeup that settled on the inside edge. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Grant Holman. So the Rough Riders down to their final three outs. They'll try to keep the deficit 3-1 in the top of the ninth inning. And Zach Bigley will have the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen here at the top of the ninth inning. He'll face William Simonite, Brian Welbas, and Jack Winkler. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Robbie Hallstrom done after his one inning. He threw a 1-2-3 frame for the Rough Riders. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. And the first pitch from Antoine Kelly. Fastball drilled to left center field. This one sending Carter back into the alley. Reaches out, makes the catch. Evan Carter tracked it down, and he hauled it in for the first down. Great play from Carter, and Brian Welbas stands in. 3-1, Rockhounds out in front of the Rough Riders in this series finale. Welbas, the right-handed hitter, 0-for-3 today. Well, no one has made more appearances against the Rockhounds than Antoine Kelly has. It's his ninth game against Midland. He stretches and fires in. Slider over the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. He has recorded two saves. He has a 1 ERA, allowing just one earned over nine innings of work against Midland. This is not a save opportunity. The 0-1 pitch. Little cue shot ground ball up the middle to the second baseman, Biggers, who fields and throws onto first base to get Welbas. Two down. But just three pitches in. Kelly has two outs. And Jack Winkler, the batter, 0-for-3 today. He reached on an error and scored back in the third. Another right-handed hitter against Kelly. He stretches and fires. Fastball just outside at 97, and it's one ball and no strikes. Now the Rough Riders with one run on three hits and one error today. The Rockhounds three runs on six hits and one error. 1-0 pitch from Kelly. Fastball down low and inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Frisco's only run on the offensive side, Aaron Zavala with a solo homer in the seventh. The runs for Midland, two in the third inning and one in the fifth. 2-0 pick. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs with the fastball, got the swing through, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders play slightly to pull on the infield with Jack Winkler, the right-handed batter. 2-1. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Hatcher in towards the line, into a jog, sets his feet, makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen for Antoine Kelly. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Into the bottom of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders trail by 2-3-1 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Calvin Coker on for the save for the Midland Rockhounds in the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 3-1. They have Liam Hicks, Aaron Zavala, and Josh Hatcher due up. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the order. And the Rough Riders already with a walk-off in this series back in game 3. Frisco has had 3 walk-off wins this season. Liam Hicks, 1-for-3 today. He's singled back in the second. Rough Riders, 6 hits on the offensive side. The most in one inning, 3 back in the seventh. Scott Capers was thrown out at the plate in that inning. The stretch of the pitch. Inside corner, a strike with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1 from the right-handed sidearm tosser to the left-handed batting Hicks. And how different this game would feel if it were just a one-run game instead of a two-run game if Capers had scored. The 0-1 is off the outside corner, and it's 1-1, 1-1, but a perfect relay throw by second baseman Drew Swift right to the catcher McGuire on one hop, and he was able to lay the tag down. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Hicks watches on the outside corner for his strike, and it's 1-2. Capers didn't agree with the call, and home plate umpire Trevor Matthews allows him to call time. Coker ready from the stretch. Hicks back in from the left side of the 1-2. Hicks swings, bounces it right side. Simonette backhands at first base. Underhand flip to Coker covering, and it's in time for the first down. Ground out to first by Hicks. Aaron Zavala, who homered back in the seventh, stands in now. Not sure if there's really a reason for it necessarily, but for whatever reason, Aaron Zavala has been good this season in series finales on Sundays this year. The pitch. He swings, lines it back up the middle off of Coker, caroms to the first baseman Simonite, and he can't tag Aaron Zavala as he went flying past him. It's an infield single for Aaron Zavala on a ball that was hit 105 miles an hour right back to the mound, and it hit Coker, it looked like, in the leg. That was a rocket off of Aaron Zavala's back, and the training staff makes its way out. Yeah, it got him on the back of the leg. Couldn't tell whether it was the right leg or the left leg. Looking at the replay. And they're checking him out to make sure he's okay. It's the seventh in for the Rough Riders, and the tying run will come to the plate now in the form of Josh Hatcher, but got to make sure Calvin Coker is okay and get some action going in the bullpen down the right field line with Kubo starting to loosen. Grayson Kubo just in case. He's walking around back behind the hill. Hopefully he is okay. Aaron Zavala at first base, watching. Of course, didn't mean to do that. It just kind of happens sometimes. Looking on. And he watched him throw a couple warm-up pitches. And it looks like he says, nope, he's going to come out of the ballgame. So a line drive right back at him, exits the game, and Trayson Kubo will come on, and he'll have as much time as he needs to warm up. The Rough Riders trail 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pitching change for the Rockhounds with one out and a runner at first on the Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Trayson Kubo has come out of the bullpen for the Midland Rockhounds. Calvin Coker was hit by a comebacker at 105 miles an hour exit velocity off Aaron Zavala's bat. And the bottom part of the leg on the backside looked like. And now, after he exits, Trayson Kubo comes on, and he has as much time as he needs to warm up out of the mound. Kubo will face Josh Hatcher next. There's one out with a runner at first. Rough Riders trail in the bottom of the ninth inning, 3-1. And still have a good opportunity to come from behind and win this game, but it's going to take some good at-bats against a new right-hander. Kubo has pitched plenty of times in this series. It feels like we've seen him every single game. A right-hander, 25 years old, 6 foot, 180 pounds out of Waipahu in Hawaii. Stephen F. Austin at University product. He's pitching for the third time in this series. Pitched in back-to-back days in Game 2 and Game 3. Hatcher is 0 for 3 today. Now 3 for 21 in the series, but he does have a home run. That was back in the opener of the set on Tuesday. A Rough Riders loss, 9-5. Or beg your pardon, that was a Rough Riders loss, 6-5. He had 11 innings. Kubo, a couple more pitches, and he's good to go. Josh Hatcher climbing to the plate. And now Shane McGuire goes out, and he'll talk with Kubo, make sure they have their signs good to go. This is the bottom of the order for the Rough Riders, so usually you wouldn't feel too strong about this, but Hatcher has great pop. Capers has two hits today on deck, and Chris Cease doubled his last time up in the ninth spot. So been some really good swings by this part of the order. A runner at first, one out, bottom of the ninth inning. Riders down by two. Here's the stretch by Kubo. And the pitch home to Hatcher. Strike in the inside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders already one walk off in this series and trying to make it a second to finish out this series and win the set. Offering into Hatch. He checks his swing on a pitch that misses low with a fastball. He was able to hold up, and it's 1-1. Kubo, a right-handed pitcher who has really struggled this year. And over 10 ERA in 18 outings. The 1-1. The low and outside, and it's 2-1. He has allowed 2 home runs this year. The biggest thing for him has been his command with 19 walks in 19 innings. He readies and brings it home to Hatcher. High off the outside corner, it's 3-1. In his 2 outings in this series, he's allowed a run in a combined 2 2/3 innings. And 2 hits. Zavala takes his lead from first. The 3-1 pitch to Hatcher. Inside and low for 4. And the Rough Riders have runners at first and second base with 1 out. And here's Scott Capers. The tying run at first. The winning run at the plate. And Rough Riders feeling pretty good about where they're at right now. And time call, we're going to get a pinch runner. Hatcher replaced at first base by Kellen Strong. So Strong with better wheels than Hatcher. Hatcher comes out of the game. Strong replaces him as a pinch runner at first base. And if we do go to extra innings, Strom can replace Josh Hatcher out in right field defensively as well. So Strom at first base, and here's Scott Capers. Runners at first and second, the pitch. Low, and it's 1-2. 3-1, Midland out in front, Rough Riders with 2 aboard. With runners in scoring position tonight, they are just 0-3. Here's the stretch. Kubo looks towards second, delivers. Capers fouls it back. And the count goes to 1-1. Rough Riders now out hitting the Midland Rockhounds 7-6. Capers has 2 of those base hits with a couple singles, 1 into center, 1 into right. Right on right matchup, the 1-1. High and all the way back to the backstop. Both runners move up. The tying run is now in scoring position for the Rough Riders. A wild pitch on a slider that went way high and all the way back to the backstop. It's 2-1. Now on Scott Capers. Strom at second, Zavala at third. Kubo from the stretch. The 2-1. Check swing, pop up right side, it's foul out of play. And it's 2-2. Didn't mean to do that. Checked his swing on a slider at the bottom of the zone, caught the barrel, but fouled it off to the right side. 2-2. 3-1 Midland. Bottom half of the ninth inning, runners at second and third. Just 1 out in the inning. And the 2-2. Line foul to the right side, up into the sweet level. Behind home and to the right, and it's 2-2 still on Scott Capers. He checks his swing a couple times out towards the mound. Kubo, the right-hander, ready from the stretch. He fires. A foul again back behind home, and it's still 2-2. Sun starting to set here in Frisco. Rough Riders trying to have the sunset on Midland in this series. A walk-off win means they win it 4-2. 2-2 on Capers. The right-hander kicks and fires in. Breaking ball hit high in the air out
to left field. Valenzuela pushing back at the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch. Zavala tags. He comes in to score. Strom tags and moves to third. And Scott Capers missed a home run by that much. Oh, man. He missed a walk-off homer by a foot. Valenzuela making the jumping catch at the wall, and it's a sacrifice fly. The Rough Riders with two outs now trail by one. And here's Chris Sees. The runner at third, a base hit ties the game. Cease, right-handed batter with two outs, the pitch. Line drive into right center field. Masterman cutting over. He's there to make the catch. And the ball game is over. Midland hangs on to win it by a final score of 3-2. And the series ends in a 3-3 tie. Well, the Rough Riders certainly made a push down this stretch, but they could not complete the comeback. What an at-bat by Scott Capers, nearly with a three-run walk-off homer. Instead, the Rough Riders fall by a final score of 3-2 in the series finale on Sunday, and they split the series with the Midland Rockhounds. Final score, 3-2, Rockhounds win it. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the Rough Riders came within a run, came within a few feet of a victory in the ninth inning, getting just their second run of the game and nearly cashed in a game decided by inches. You know, a Scott Capers run at the plate tagged out. That could have changed a lot. A Scott Capers fly ball to the wall in left field. That was a sacrifice fly, but nearly a walk-off home run. Chris C sliced a ball to right field to almost tie the game, but caught in right. And the Rough Riders fall by the slimmest of margins. Final score, Midland 3 and Frisco 2. So the series is split. Frisco still looking for its 50th win of the year, now having played 101 games. And split this series with Midland. Have one more series against the Rockhounds on the road later this series to make up for that. The Rough Riders will head on the road to Corpus Christi and play six games down there against the Hooks. And coming off a narrow loss, Aaron Zavala had a home run. He also was the first runner aboard in the ninth inning with a single off the pitcher, 105 miles an hour. And took Calvin Coker out of the ballgame. Trayson Kubo came in from the Midland bullpen. Walked a man, then the sack fly after a wild pitch, and then a fly ball to end the game. Frisco just scattered their hits too often, ended up with seven hits in the game, but never did have multiple runs in an inning. And the only time that they had multiple hits in an inning was in the seventh when Zavala homered to lead off. Had a single and a double later in the frame, but that didn't turn into any runs. Scott Capers tagged out of the plate when he tried to score on Chris Cease's double.
And then the Rough Riders went on to lose by one. That comes back to hurt, and Frisco still has a chance, however, to turn the stretch around and stay within a few games of Amarillo in the second half standings. In fact, let's take a look at what the recent stretch is for Amarillo, which won in walk-off fashion yesterday. Frisco was about to pull up a game within Amarillo after Frisco won yesterday, and Amarillo was trailing 7-2, but they came back to walk it off in the ninth and stayed two games ahead of Frisco. Amarillo today down 11-7 to Corpus Christi in the seventh inning, so they'll win that game. I mean, I don't know actually for sure, but if they trailed by five yesterday and won and playing in a very hitter-friendly ballpark, a four-run deficit is like a one-run margin as it stands. Wichita gets a win 10-9 over Tulsa in that series finale. San Antonio beats Arkansas 6-3. They're on a seven-game winning streak for the Mission, still in last place, though, in the Southern Division. And Springfield loses to Northwest Arkansas 8-5. Well, the Rangers won today, and that was a good sign for Texas. 6-0 over Miami. They sweep two consecutive series at home and head on the road to Oakland next. So the Rough Riders split a series with the Athletics affiliates, and now the Rangers themselves have played the Athletics coming up on the West Coast. So hope to have you along the way in Corpus Christi. We bus over tomorrow and start out the week on Tuesday. Six games beginning on Tuesday night against the Hooks. It'll be myself, Josh Warden, and Zach Bigley on the call down in Corpus Christi. Hope to have you along the way. Some of those broadcast in Corpus. Been a fun week here in Frisco with the Midland Rockhounds in town. Glad that you join us for at least part of this series here from Riders Field. Until Tuesday, so long, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. Go Rough Riders. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!